You just did.
Okay.
You just did.
February 21st, it is 4:50 p.m. Tuesday, and we are having a working session today with the department head meeting with our administrator. Thank you, Harold, for coming.
Thank you.
I don't think you had it twice, but you're here. So what's new in administrator land?
Just doing the normal stuff. Working on our CERB insurance survey.
So the CERB insurance survey is, you want to explain what that survey is?
Every year we're required to, the State Agency Relations Board, we have to do an insurance survey for them, and it's required, and I have to have it done by March 16th or something like that. So it's not a big deal, but a lot of detailed stuff. Gavin helps me with it. He gives me information that I need for it. You know, how many people we have covered, and the cost, and what plans are available, and all of that stuff.
Okay.
So that's just an annual thing that you have to do. Then, not spending a lot of time, but spending a little bit more time than normal with maintenance department, just helping Doug get up to speed, and he's doing fine. Let me see. I did have quite a few information things on my memo.
Wait, are we done with Doug yet? I would like to talk about your memo. As we've been welcoming so many new full-time employees, etc., right, attending conferences, I think there are lots of opportunities for us to, they have some HR term for coach up Doug, right? We can send him to Ohio Plan classes for free about leadership and skills training, and I'd like to get a schedule together. I'd like to make sure he has time to do those things. Probably that discussion or agreement from another board member, but I found it just super important that we take this new employee and do our absolute best with him.
Absolutely, absolutely. He's already signed up for, he and one of the other guys down at the shop, in the next week or two, I don't remember the date. ODOT is putting on a concrete class, and they are going.
Right. That's wonderful, right, to be more skilled as a worker, but I'd like him to have an opportunity to be skilled as a leader, too.
Sure, absolutely.
Might want to give him a couple more months to get his feet going and know the routine than just starting to. I agree, but I'm just saying, yeah, it's something that should be planned on, but right now he's just trying to figure out the files, the computer, the guys, the schedules, and things like this. So I agree, and he's more than willing to do that. I know he's had a lot of classes already, and a lot of these requirements, he has taken a ton of classes, because he even has come over to MOBA. So what we might do is eventually Carol can talk to him and say, is there certain classes that you need to be more involved with so we're not duplicating efforts on stuff that he already knows? But we do know he does need to do the CDLA class because he has a B.
He does have to take the A class. And he's. We talked about that this morning.
Okay.
We spent a little time together. And he's trying to schedule that in between, you know, he's hoping to do that soon before we get really busy in the summer stuff.
Correct.
And he was trying to figure out how to do it where he didn't have to be away from the shop every day. And I told him that's not, he doesn't need to worry about that. We'll manage.
Mm-hmm.
But he plans to be here every day to see what's going on anyway. So
that's, he's going to be busy. Cause
yeah, he's going to be busy.
Well, he's one that doesn't. He's rocking one every and says I think he's fitting in very well. I've gone to the maintenance meetings, obviously with Harold. So he seems energetic and gung-ho and has a lot of organizational done in the office and different things he was showing us now with files where they're kept, you know, the bulletin boards, the schedules and things like this. So he definitely is making sure to try to keep the guys busy, painting mm-hmm. picnic benches, making sure all that's good to go, signs, which you don't think a lot of times. In his report, he made address signs in the park. If somebody gets hurt out on Keener Park and says, well, where are you at? Well, I don't know. I'm somewhere on Keener Road. They actually have signs, things they're going to posting, you know, saying this is 3820 Keener Park in case they need to call somebody to come to that area. Mm-hmm. So he's thinking of a lot of things that hadn't previously been thought of, and he's got a lot of great ideas.
I think so.
But I agree, once he gets a little bit more acclimated to the job, I don't think he's even been on now for a month. January 27th was his first day, so he's only been on the job for almost 3 weeks. Wasn't it January 26th, 27th?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So he's less than 3 weeks into the job. So we could bring that up at future. Or Harold obviously can even have that conversation. I don't know if it has to come from the trustees.
So what you were talking about was things through OHEL.
We actually have them for free through. Excuse me while I. yeah. Through OHEL Plan. I was told this at conference.
Okay, so I should just.
You could go on and look and see what resources we have. I'm sure EAP has some resources too that wouldn't be expensive. Yeah, and. Yes. It's great to get his feet under him, but it's also great to make wonderful first impressions. So mm-hmm. this might be a chance for him to learn some new skills and then apply them immediately. I'm not talking about a big commitment. I'm talking about an hour on the internet.
Right.
Or a big commitment if there's a great big commitment, right? Like if there's something you think that's so fabulous at EAP he should do, I'm all for it.
And if it's that great, let us all know.
Right. But I think there are just some videos, some training. I didn't go in look it up, Harold, sorry.
No, that's probably.
I didn't actually think about it again. I thought about it when I heard it, and then.
And we spoke about it down there. I just. Emailed Laura.
Oh, okay. Good. I'm glad that I
just emailed her.
It wasn't just my own.
Will you give me a listing or, you know, of what we, you know, what benefits are available to us for free or at discounts because there's other things. So,
okay.
I asked her an email today, which was great because usually when I'm doing my year end, I need the note for the financial statement. Sent it to you. You responded right away. She responded in like 2 minutes. Usually tracking that thinking footnote down forever.
I'm glad you're happy.
I finished. I'm just happy that I finished. And I didn't have to wait.
But we should take care. We should take advantage of benefits we now have. So
absolutely.
All good. Yes.
We'll take a look and see what's there.
I think you have a great style, Harold, so I would love for you to spend time. I would expect that you say to us, I'm out of my desk a lot more than... And you get down there and walk around and, you know, maybe even... Wear one of those watches so you get more steps or something. It's probably a human resource. I have to say that.
We can start one of those wellness programs that they do.
I would love that. Let's start it.
All these companies are like, if you walk this many steps every day and you wear your Fitbit and it reports up, you get a gift card to here, all these other things.
EAP will help us do that. Let's get our little watches. Gavin loves to buy technology for us. Oh, she already has one. How many steps do you have today, Trudy?
I didn't even look.
I have a Fitbit. I got so because I forget it. And it be like, oh my god, that had to be 5,000 steps. And it had it. You know, I would go insane.
I can tell you how many miles I had campaigning.
A day?
Yeah. Okay. What else, Harold?
Well, just the information stuff on my memo. Getting our water meters updated. That's all taken care of. The transmitter and the antenna are on our tower out here. They just have to hook up the electricity to it. So that's all in the works.
I got mine at most.
They already put your new meter, mm-hmm. Did they? Ours are coming. We have 4 of them. The annual meeting with the county engineer. If there's anything specific that you'd
when
like.
When is that?
That's March
16th. It's
16.
On the 16th.
I've been able to go recently. That sounds like a bad day.
At 1 to 2, right?
It's from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., yes.
Right, on the 16th.
So if there's anything that you would like me to put on our list of talking points, let me know, and I'll make sure it's on there. I'm working on that list.
Well, that's a Jets meeting night.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting put on my calendar.
Did you see the notice about the farmer's breakfast or something, too? RSVP by March 2nd. I might try to go over there.
That's a good idea.
Over at Creevy's.
Yeah.
That was the honorable tree bakery on the postcard.
And had a call from Ryan Brown at Edison. He says they think they have their issue resolved, so we should be able to move forward with Stony Creek Plat 3 in our next meeting. I'm not holding my breath.
Did they describe the issue to you?
No. He just said Victor told him he thought he had it straightened out, and so he was requesting the information again. I will follow up with him on that tomorrow. Okay. Went to the 911 Regional Council of Governments meeting. I have a summary of that on my memo. This morning I went to an ESID meeting down at the Port Authority, but that'll be on my next memo.
Chuck wanted us to move forward on salaries and reviews. So we've been talking about that for a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. You had goals last year, Harold. Harold, you can match goals for last year, get goals for this year. And
working on that, yes.
Okay.
And I did ask Doug to give me a list of goals, and I got that information from him today.
Okay. Surprise. Be a leader. It's going to be one of them. I don't think that can be a goal, but you could probably measure it with take leadership classes or something like that. But
anybody else have anything? Wasn't the bus supposed to be like for March 6th is the deadline? I think that Chuck stated as far as bringing for salaries and that from the fire chief. Remember we were just
I think he wanted, right, yeah, I have review and goal setting equals March.
Correct. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I had.
You know, just to have a conversation about that, chief's very adamant that salaries should happen the first pay in January, but a year is a year is a year is a year. So if you get a salary increase in March and you get it the following March, that was 1 year. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's January to January, February to February, March to March. So I don't see any problem with starting a review. It's you'll find, Trudy, that it's hard to get it accomplished the last 2 months of the year.
I just didn't know how easy it was for Gavin, but he's probably been doing this for so long.
We don't have to make it retroactive. We can start the pay in March,
right.
And the following March, they get another pay
it
raise.
Wasn't it always, according to notes, did you guys get retroactive to January?
Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't.
Okay, I thought last year it was retroactive back to January.
Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, because of this continuous discussion. So it would be great if we said, you know, we want to do reviews in March every year. We'll get increases done by the end of March. And then every year at the end of March, we have this process.
It should be consistent.
Right.
Not this, oh, then we're going back. Or this day, then we'll go forward. And this day, we go this.
We should try to aim for the end of March. You know, I work for an employer that in this region has 5,000 employees, and they've missed the end of March and had to start it in April. It's not the end of the world. In fact, it saves them tons of money. It's just one pay. So this hoping we could get this done by January 1st hasn't proven to be true in the, maybe at the very beginning because we weren't so busy, but it seems like at the end of the year so much happens.
So why could you say second quarter?
Yeah. like
April is the start of the second quarter.
And that's when we review all of March and pay raises start in April.
First quarter of April. Second, yes. First pay of quarter.
I would love for it to be that
actually
consistent.
My insurance audit used to be in December and I said it's not working at all. So now mine is insurance is from July 1st. My audit's from July 1st to the end of June, which works much better because if you're doing any figures like Gavin, December is like, you just don't leave.
Right, and people
so
don't want to do that.
I agree, maybe the start of the second quarter, then year end's done, you know, all the big rush, all the taxes that are due by the end of January, the W-2s, 1099s are all finished in January. So maybe we set a date, say, okay, we review in March, and the second, first, the
yes.
Second quarter, this is when it's going to take place
yes.
Every year.
Well, at least for the remaining years, if we're in agreement, we have remaining years on our term, it can stay that way for our term.
Correct. Gavin, any input?
Retroactive is just harder when you're trying to file
right.
Like all the retirement reports and all that.
Right.
I looked through your payroll thing. Are you going to talk about that out here or are you going to out there, or do you want to talk about it in here? You didn't need, there was a place for a signature. Just
yeah.
Assumed that's yours, sir.
Yeah, it is.
It looked really comprehensive.
Yeah. I'm personally excited about going to it because they're going to do some things that the other company doesn't do right now, namely file OP and F and OPRs and have deferred comp for me.
Yes.
The journal entry that Kathleen has to create every week will be an automatic one from them.
So nice.
Who is this?
It's called HR Butler. So they were just...
They're out of Columbus, right?
I talked to... They do Liberty Township, which is a larger township, mm-hmm. And their fire department. And so just when I was at OTAs, I'm like, I got to find someone that knows what they're doing with government and townships more.
They had a bunch of HR offices.
They have a ton of them, too.
Yeah, there's
that
like...
could go above and beyond. Where Harold and I were like, we needed them a year ago because they had all this healthcare forms load on and how you like all and they proposed some of that and I did a call with them again yesterday and I said, I don't know, you know, it's not in our plan to hire like a full time person with benefits this year. I don't know if I need that part of your package, you know. So they're like, just because it's in there. We're just showing you what we can do. We didn't realize you didn't hire because Harold and I were talking. We just hired 9 people, and you know, and so
would have been handy.
It would have been really nice 6 months ago, but so.
So is that the decision you just have to make?
Yeah,
as a,
I'm just kind of telling you what
right.
I'm doing because it's only like
it's
a $500 a month. Yeah, you know.
Right, but I'm saying no. We don't. That's totally your choice,
yeah.
Your pick. You do it.
For
it. Yeah. It makes your life easier?
Yeah, just filing those reports will make my life easier because doing the OP and F stuff,
mm-hmm.
We're just not set for it.
Correct.
Like you ADP, they don't download. It's just...
It makes sense to go with
when
that
you
work.
Think you would implement that maybe at the beginning of...
Second quarter,
okay.
Right,
going
when
for
we
it.
Have the raises to give.
Okay.
That part with them is a lot easier. Like...
So it can move. You can move it that quick.
Yeah, they can just take my ADP file and upload it. Okay. So what my plan will be is I'll run two dummy payrolls with them.
Okay.
Just to see how it goes,
mm-hmm.
and then flip it over.
Okay.
And then we can look into those other things, Harold, mm-hmm. where they can do timesheets on apps instead of paper.
So is that? Do they have any software where you can do like card swipes or taps or anything that automatically with our time clocks that you can just tap and it goes and you don't have to sit and say, well, this guy worked 4.25 hours. I mean, do they have software available for things like that, for swipe cards, for
employees? It looked like it.
Yeah,
there's several different ways to do it. Yeah.
You know, the easiest was you'd load an app on your phone and clock in, and it'll only let you clock in if you're within
this range. Yeah, that's how they started doing it at Mercy.
Yeah.
So
the only problem with that is that you've got a couple guys down their flip phones. So.
At the maintenance when they learn that they're going to get paid this way, they will upgrade.
It sounds great. Really and truly, I mean, you're moving us up another level into a system that needs to be done now that we have this many employees.
The software that the fire department uses, right. Chief did his own call with them because they do it different, mm-hmm. you know, but it uploads right to them. So it would be like a direct upload instead of, like right now, we
entries.
Scan and,
okay.
you know, just
and send it, yeah.
and so, manual entries.
Wow.
And so it
okay.
will, yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
And we even had leaders dial in. They had to dial in when they got to they don't check out, but they dial in. So it wasn't like, the time clock was punitive in any way. It's just how they managed employees.
Right.
Yeah,
sounds good.
I thought it looked great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good.
So,
I don't think
our
respond,
approval,
right.
whatever makes your life easier a lot of times, and it sounds like we're moving up out of the dinosaur age into more of a...
Yes. Should have done it earlier.
Okay.
We're getting there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We got an HR person, and now we're moving up into the payroll world.
Yeah. You bringing up that life insurance thing, let me ask a question that Kathleen and I have.
Someone's cleaning her cupboards.
So everyone has a $25,000 policy here. I don't know. It was here when I got here, and I don't know the rhyme or reason if, like, is it in our contract? Do we just do it because we're nice? Like, it was one of those things that we just inherited.
Okay.
But when I do the numbers on it and how much we pay for a $25,000 benefit,
right?
It's not very, like, it seems like it's flipped.
It's not as efficient to have as it had been.
Yeah. Huh? So, I don't know.
It's not.
What do you mean? Everybody? Do you mean elected officials shows it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean
every full-time employee?
Mm-hmm. You haven't seen that?
$25,000.
Yeah. Well, I think that's just a standard benefit that every employer offers. Yeah. So maybe we should just shop it out.
Well, that and
Well,
I think
when
right
you don't
now,
want the cost
I think
even
group policies I think are getting killed right now, but that's a whole other story. But I don't know. I just didn't know the origin of it because I started thinking about just when I'm doing this other HR stuff, like I don't even know how we like Delta Dental and all these things. Like I never talked to any of those people ever. Like I don't have a insurance rep for VSP Delta Dental.
Doesn't that come from the Teamsters?
No,
no,
it's separate.
So I'm like, it's just what we've always done. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I have to. It was like in my list of. Might be the best thing. Like it's when I tell people what we pay, they're like, "That's really cheap compared to what they pay." So it's like I don't want to disturb the dental or the eye, but with all these new people, it was kind of a pain because it was like people needed to get off their wife's insurance, but to get proof that they had new insurance, had to provide it. And I mean, Kathleen did a ton of work. Kathleen had to do it all. So it just made me start thinking, how did these all come about? They've just always been there. I know where the health insurance comes from, but we don't have a rep for that either. it's like
the Teamsters.
But all of that is in the Teamsters contract.
that you have to provide dental.
Yeah,
we're not getting rid of it.
No, no, no.
But they, and then the Teamster sent out different cards, so there was some confusion at some point
that
we were.
Yeah, they
sent because they do a plan. The Teamsters does.
Oh, for eye and
right.
Yep.
All of that.
Yep, yep.
So, I don't know. Well, something I might look into this year, just to see, just it seemed, as you're making a change, other things come up, and you're like, why do we do it that way?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because we've always done it that way, but maybe there's a better way.
Yep.
I think the payroll thing is proof.
Looking at the life insurance benefits, maybe as the premiums go up, you keep the premium, keep paying the same premium, but let the employee pick up the difference if they want to add more. I don't know if that's what's in there.
Yeah, most places allow you to add on.
Right.
You know, I mean, other employment I always had to do add on to your life insurance.
$50,000, you know, it's going to cost you another $20 a month or something
so
like that.
So we just have never went into that. And this new place would have made it easier to do some of that stuff. So that's what prompted.
But, you know, the whole thing is, thankfully, no one's actually had to use the plan.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, you just jinxed us. I hope it's not me.
I don't think being grateful is being a jinx.
No, just pointing out the inevitable.
Way to put a downer on us.
I don't know. I'm looking through it and I'm like, oh, I don't read all this. I'm going to show it to Gavin.
We have it.
Okay. Anything else, since this is supposed to be Harold's time, but everything's pretty well in the reports.
We put the Board of Zoning Appeals on the agenda. Are you going to motion to take that off?
Right. I'm motion to move it to the next meeting. Kathleen, there was no meeting coming up, which was unusual, but that's why she did not think it was a problem to go ahead and make a motion to move it to March 6th.
Is that you?
Yes.
It's not you. You have an afro.
That's 70s me.
Did you have a perm?
Yes.
Oh, that's what it is.
Okay.
That's 70s me. Here's 60s Miss Me.
I don't believe the two things.
Is I.
That one I kind of believe, but the other one, how did you go from no hair to...
So I do have a question, Harold. Have you, it's not on the agenda, have you heard anything else from Mommy? I know you went to the, there's something in here about phasing out. Somebody talked to Pete Gerken about the Lucas County Lake Squad.
have not had any dialogue with
Mommy.
No,
okay.
I have not.
Is there a deadline on that? Should we be concerned about it? I thought we just are getting our money. If we don't ever talk to them, we're getting half and half, and we're life squad, and they're getting half and they're getting a life squad. That's how I remember the story.
Well, and that's I had a conversation with Chuck last week, and that's kind of the way he
remembers it too,
put it as well.
But should we get that confirmed?
Well, Chuck had a conversation with
Pete Gerken.
Was it Pete
no.
or Matt? It was Matt Hireman, I think.
I think it was Matt.
We're supposed to be getting in writing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a conversation with Steve last week about that. She was confirming. Like, is this how you guys want that written up?
Okay.
And I said, to my understanding, that's how we want it written up.
Because I see it phases out in 3 years anyways, according to your one memo that they're thinking you're going to get the money, but it's going to quit.
That's what Pete said at the 911 meeting that I went to, that he was asked directly, how long is this money going to continue and do, and it'll phase out after 3 years. So at least that was the plan.
Because I didn't know if it being phased out, if step back and take another look at the paramedics for the fire department or not for the fire department. If you put on more personnel, then obviously after 3 years that money's gone. It's going to have to come from someplace else.
I don't know why you think you need to put on more personnel.
Mommy
doesn't respond for us hardly ever. Just geographically.
Well, yeah. But if you look at the I-475, there was like 12 incidences within the month of on I-475, and it's probably going to continue with those crashes there. There was one or two, and almost every other day there's crashes on I-475.
It is the worst construction on us I've ever seen.
It's terrible.
Whoever the engineer is on that, I can't believe that that passes.
I was hoping the people would learn, right? Because it's a very, very B road.
But the common people stay off of it. The people who live local don't drive. I bet. Is everybody going back and forth to Michigan or trucks or things like this? Do you drive it? I don't. I avoid it at all cost.
Yep.
And there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's like 12 incidents. Yeah. You know, at I-447, which is Maumee, is usually involved with those also. So that construction is going to go on for another 2 years. And we're covering all those crashes. Stay off of I-475. You never know what truck's going to come behind you. It's awful. They don't give enough notice. You know, trucks come up there and all of a sudden it goes choom like this. And you got all those concrete. Look at the one truck that burnt down to its wheels. I'm sure my Amazon Prime was on that truck too that crashed. So just throwing something out there. We're gonna have extra money. It sounds like from the $400,000 for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Does that have to be spent any certain way?
What?
It is. It's just a new revenue stream.
It's just. Isn't the idea that's supposed to be spent
for a full-time paramedic, which we just hired.
Yeah, so it's just a supplement to what we have.
Right. So does that money? What I would like to know: does that money have to be used a specific way? Could we use it for the Amazon part of the fire station? Is there a stipulation like the ARP money? Is there a stipulation when we get that money? Does it go just in general fund? Does it have to go to fire? Does it have to go to paramedics? Can it go to?
I have no idea.
So I guess that's.
And I haven't seen. I haven't seen anything in writing yet.
Okay.
My memory of what we were told is that yes, it has to pay for the paramedic, but then we just take that salary and apply it to.
Same we took the CARES Act and used it for salaries.
And then
I could use the other money in the fire fund for those salaries, and the reason that we had extra money.
You use
money
it for,
in the
for
end
what
of, yeah.
you need it to be used for.
So it might be on that improvement that we've been talking about over there. Easily could it be used, some of that funds could be used for over there. For the offices or whatever you want to do as far as, have you been in contact with anybody, Harold, concerning any renovations over
Not
there?
Not yet. Chief and I have had some dialogue, but we haven't talked to anybody.
Thank you.
Keep Trudy in mind. 5:25, I'm going out.
Okay. Let's go out. Let's go out.
Working session, 5:25.
Okay. I love people to go out early. I appreciate that.
I got to go out early.
And do your business. Get yourself organized. Yes. Yeah. Good job.